This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. expresses confidence in U.N. ability to monitor Iranian nuclear site. The U.S. is expressing confidence in the ability of the U.N. Atomic Watchdog Agency to probe Iran's alleged past efforts to build a nuclear bomb after the reported leak of a draft document indicated Iran will be allowed to carry out its own inspections of its Parchin site under an international deal reached last month. The Associated Press said Wednesday it has seen what it calls a secret agreement between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency, part of a comprehensive agreement reached by the six world powers in Tehran. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
When it comes to monitoring Iran's behavior going forward, the IAEA has separately developed the most robust inspection regime ever peacefully negotiated to ensure Iran's current program remains exclusively peaceful. The overarching objective, as you know, of the JCPOA.
Mr. Kirby said the U.S. is comfortable with any arrangements the IAEA has with Iran. He said if the IAEA is not happy, sanctions against Iran would not be lifted. Thai officials say this week's deadly Bangkok shrine bombing was likely planned by at least 10 people, including some foreigners, but is not believed to have been carried out by an international terror group. Colonel Winthai Suvari, a spokesman for the country's ruling military, said Chinese people were not the direct target of the late Monday attack at the Erawan Shrine, which was popular with Chinese and other foreign tourists. The government on Wednesday issued an arrest warrant for and released a sketch of a foreign man they believe carried out the attack. An Islamic State-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for a large car bomb attack outside a state security building in Cairo, taking place early Thursday and wounding dozens in the country's latest military attack. This is VOA News. Pakistan's foreign ministry is refusing